President Truman's press conference at the Little White House in Florida, 20 March 52.
I have no announcements to make. If you have any questions, I'll try to answer. Oh, are they still fooling around? Maybe I better stand up.
Sort of raised up. I'm going to stand up. That's good.
Now I think maybe you can hear better if I stand up. So. That's enough. Turn out the lights. Hot enough in here anyway. All right now.
Mr. President, speaking off of Mr. McKinney yesterday, I just wondered if what he told us accurately reflects your views about the effect that the Korea development will have on whether you run again.
Korea enters not into the politics of this country at all. I say Korea does not enter into the politics of this country at all. Has no bearing whatever on what I may decide to do. In 1945, I favored one, but not in 1946.
Here's another related question, Mr. President. If the government was considering a Russian law as late as 1945, isn't it illogical for the congressional committees to try to stigmatize some of the witnesses for not foreseeing a menace in 1930?
I do not care to comment on congressional committees. It might not be printable.
President, do you mind if the public the papers that are in the book, Mr. President, in the public domain?
Repeat the question, I didn't hear it.
Do you mind to give the papers you use, your own writings and other papers that appeared in the book, Mr. President, in the public domain?
I have no comment.
President, can you tell me whether you have a right to do so?
I have no comment. I have never commented on Korea at a press conference, and I can't start it now. I've told you, I think, that any comments from me back here might upset the apple cart, and that he should not be made.
Speaking now specifically of the truce negotiations.
Whatever goes on over in Korea. Or any other foreign place around the world. The request has not reached me yet. I'll answer that question whenever the request reaches me.
Mr. President, we in Key West are very interested in knowing if you're going to come back here next fall for your 12th working vacation.
I hope to come back.
Be here next spring, Mr. President.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Elmer. I'll answer that next fall.
President, you said you'd answer that next fall. You mean after the election?
Yes.
I mean, you'll be interested in that.
Not necessarily.
Mr. President, since we saw you last, there's been some interesting political developments in New Hampshire and also in Minnesota. I wonder if you could give us your reaction to those two primaries.
I have no comment on either one of them, Smitty.
President, the
now your duty to bring General Eisenhower back. Would you concur in that interpretation?
My duty is to see that we attain our objective in Europe. General Eisenhower is a key man in obtaining that objective, and he understands the situation, I think, very much better than Walter Lippmann or anybody else.
Mr. President, under the fact that General Eisenhower has delegates pledged for him, make him more of a politician than a military man?
In my book, he is a military man and is doing a military job in a very able and efficient manner. I'm not interested in his political career. He has a perfect right to do whatever he pleases in that line. And I've told him that personally.
Mr. President, just keeping this to Mr. Chart told us the other day that what you had told us before still stands, that you won't relieve him except at his personal request.
General Eisenhower is in the midst of a very important job. He understands what the situation is in Europe much better than I do from this distance. I have told him that he can use his own judgment with regard to his return. Whenever he feels that it's proper and safe for him to return, he's at liberty to do so.
Statement made to the general in the light of his possible political involvement or association with him,
was confined entirely to his military engagements, and his political associations are his own business.
Mr. President, how do you realize he's doing as politician these days?
I can't comment on that. I'm afraid I don't know.
Liberty to return whenever it's safe in his judgment. What would the formality be? Would he still write to you and ask for a recall?
General Eisenhower is at liberty to make a report to the Secretary of Defense whenever he deems it necessary, and if he wants to make it in person, he's at liberty to do that. That's customary always.
Mr. McKinney said that he hoped to have an answer from you sometime within 60 to 90 days in advance of the convention. And he thinks you'll let him know by May 15th. Is that
correct? Well, you know, Tony, all you fellows have been trying to set a date for me, and I'll set my own date, and I'll let you know in plenty of time so you can have all the arrangements made for headlines and everything that's necessary in that case. But I'll set the date myself.
Well, he had set that, we had much sooner.
Well, you boys have said it too, time and again. Well, I can't answer that until I decide until I announce what I'm going to do myself. Of course, if I am interested in it, it will not be an open convention.
You announced? What was that last year? I didn't have.
I said, if I announce for the nomination, it will not be an open convention.
That's what I thought.
There never has been an open convention, Joe, whenever a president made up his mind that he wanted the nomination.
Well, I just wanted to get that point clear.
That's all right, Joe. I want to ask you a question. I want to know if all you... people who are having a vacation, same as I am, are enjoying it, and if you are behaving yourselves while you're having it.
Take that in two parts.
Smitty, you always speak for the people by saying thank you.
Nothing but perfect decorum.
That's the answer to the second part of the question. I don't know whether that would contribute. I don't know whether that would contribute to your enjoyment or not.
Well, it has its limitations.
Pete,
will it be an open convention? Will you not have a great deal to say about your successor?
Well, Pete, when I decide to make the announcement on the subject, I'll let you know about that too.
I'm talking generally. Did you ever see an open convention where a group did not control it?
I have not, in my recollection, seen one.
You will have a great deal to say about your successor.
Well, I wouldn't want to make that statement flatly unless I decide to run myself, and then I'll have a lot to say about it. Pete, I'll answer the question when the proper time comes.
President, on another subject, have you heard anything directly from the Wage Stabilization Board on the steel situation?
No, I have not. They're still in conference.
Have you heard anything to encourage you one way or another about it?
I can't make any statements, Tony, because they're holding a conference this morning on the subject, and as soon as they're ready to report to me, they will, and I'll let you know the result.
President, will New Baltimore stay on the job without subpoena power?
Yes. I'm sorry he didn't get those powers because they would contribute to the efficiency of his work. And I think he ought to be allowed to have a chance to do the job.
President, I don't know whether you've been asked this question before, but in a radio broadcast recently, New Baltimore said if he had been president, he wouldn't have appointed Mayor General Vaughn or Dell White.
No comment on that.
Mr. President, Mr. McKinney also said yesterday that he doubted whether your announcement would come by the time of the Jefferson Jackson Day dinner.
I have no comment on that. I told you, I answered Tony's question, I think, and told you that I'd make the announcement when I got good and ready, and it'll be at my time and behest.
Getting a little nervous. They
want to
know when they're going to get the pay raise.
What pay raise?
The armed forces pay raise.
I don't know. I can't answer the question. I recommended it.
President, have you had any comment on Jimmy Burns' remarks about your memo?
No comment.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You're welcome, Steve.